This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II out of the far north, back with the Ralph Winterode Show, True Seeker of the Far North. And Richard, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I got a question for you. This is a holding of a case in 1919, United States v. Babcock. And when I read this, it shocked me. And I read every case underneath it, attempting to understand. Let me read this to you. And see what it tells you. It said, now this, the general rules are well settled. One, that the United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. And then they have all sorts of Supreme Court cases. What does that mean to you? Any idea?
It means the laws have no meaning.
Let me give you some enlightenment here, and I'm not trying to embarrass you here. I like to pose questions to get people to think about these things.
Yeah.
This is a shock. It says, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, it's under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. And well, I said, my goodness, what act or acts would I do that would deprive me of my courts of justice with an independent judge? That's a shocking statement, isn't it? You think?
It's like Reconstruction.
It goes back to what it means is, let me change a couple words around, which is what they're saying. The United States, when it creates benefits in citizens of the United States, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. That's what they're saying. These rights, it doesn't say, and it creates... Do you think that our inalienable rights come from Congress, or do you think they come from a creator?
The creator.
Well, if they come from the creator, then why would we be interested in creating rights created by Congress?
Because we're too timid to shoot police.
Well, we don't want to shoot police, but they're a problem in this situation. But we got to peacefully, legally, and lawfully get our knowledge and our wisdom up to where the people will wake up, because the only reason why we're in this mess is because the people were given something and we have chosen to go another path. We have become ignorant. We won't look at the knowledge. We won't look at the facts.
Mm.
Now, if you take that statement right there, okay, so the United States, when it creates benefits in citizens of the United States against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. Now, that should shock people. Because if you have no remedy through the courts, we have something called a slave master. I don't know. We have something that resembles Hitler. It's fascism. They can do with this whatever they want. And those people that are doing that is called the Congress of the United States. That's the people that are doing this. Now, to take where I was heading here with this, let me ask you this. If you're willing, you want to stay on the line? Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is right out of the Internet. Anybody can go on. It's called The Constitution of the United States of America. It's the annotated version of the book. Some people may be familiar with it. It is a great place to go and look up different ideas. It is with annotations. It is by and under the consent of Congress. This book is printed. And I'm going to read you. This is on page 714. Anybody on the Internet can go out, and I put it out the other day without an explanation. And I'm going to read you a little bit of this because it leads into where I'm heading eventually with the court systems. And I'm reading, this is quote, it was not until the period following the Civil War, this is under the heading of federal question, it was not until the period following the Civil War that Congress, in order to protect newly created federal civil rights, and in the flush of nationalist sentiment, first created... I hear the music, and I guess I'll finish this statement when we get back here, because I want to read the whole thing, and then I want to ask you a question and see if you get the connection. So we'll be back in a minute.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, back with the Ralph Winterode Show of Alaska, and I got a guinea pig. Are you still on the line there,
yeah.
Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, so with the standard of review, which is the criteria that I'm going to give to you to analyze is what I'm going to tell you, it says, and I'm going to read this out of Babcock again, it says, and I'm going to insert just a couple of words for clarification, because it says that the United States, when it creates benefits or federally created rights in citizens of the United States against itself, it's under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. Okay, so now I'm going to read this federal question. And this is right out again. It's on page 714. It's in Article 3, Judicial Department, and it's on the Internet. It's under the blessing of, it's called the Constitution of the United States, annotated. It's a book you can buy. And I'm going to read this, and I'm going to ask you a question. It said, it was not until the period following the Civil War that Congress, in order to protect newly created federal civil rights, and in the flush of nationalist sentiment, first created federal jurisdiction in civil rights cases, and then in 1875 conferred general federal question jurisdiction on the lower federal courts. I'm going to stop right there. So now what this is saying is that they created newly federal created civil rights, and the annotations go right back to the citizen of the United States in 1866 and that, of that ilk. Now, so would this, do you think this would be a true statement then, that a federal question then has to do, they had to create it in the lower courts to be able to address a citizen of the United States, a benefit. This fiction. Does that seem like a true statement?
Except the Mexicans seem to be an exception.
See, the thing that you have to understand is when you are outside of the true citizen status of the several states, the Mexican can be in there. Anybody can be there because they're just making it up. They can control it. They're all citizens of the United States, too. And if they ever come into this country legally, they get a document that says they're a citizen of the United States of America. They walk outside the courthouse, the door, and they sign them up to be a citizen of the United States. But what you're talking about, Congress can make up and do anything they want.
Yeah,
they're aliens.
They're aliens. Yeah, affecting me, apparently they can.
But see, I don't think you're grasping the total concept of this. Is when Congress creates a federally created right, Congress controls the remedy. And they're saying in Babcock, we don't even have to give you a remedy in court.
Yeah.
Now, that's a scary thought. So what do you do? What do you do? Get out your six-shooter? Are we back in the old Wild West? And as soon as you even think about these hate crimes or these thought crimes, you even mention anything about this, they'll haul you off like a young lady here, I can't think of her name right now, for lying to the FBI. She didn't commit a crime. She went to jail for lying to the FBI. But what was the crime? That's why you got to be so careful anymore, because in this crazy world, they just make it up. We don't have common law crimes anymore. We have crimes of thought. If you think against the fascist government, communist, totalitarian, oligarchy, it's all sorts of these things blended together, they can haul you off to jail. But what this is saying, right out of the document that Congress authenticated, that they wanted printed and said it was good, is that they created rights, and to address this fiction, they had to create the federal question. So, anyway, thanks for being a guinea pig, and call again.
Okay.
I have Omar of Michigan is on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Umar.
Omar,
same as Omar, but it's pronounced Umar.
Umar.
But, basically what I'm understanding from you is that after the Civil War, the Confederates pulled the coup.
They were called radical Republicans back then.
Right, but basically, from everything I'm understanding, you know, when they assassinated Lincoln, that the Rothschilds finally got over on us.
Well, I think, you know, Lincoln did a lot of things that were bad. He really did.
Okay.
I'd like to think that Lincoln may have wised up. I think he was killed over the money system.
Okay.
Because they had the two types of money. We had the real greenbacks. He was creating the treasury notes, and then, of course, we got the national banks created where the banks got their foot in the door again. And then Johnson took over, and he fought everything. Could I ask, not being derogatory, could I ask your race, sir?
I'm African.
I thought so. Now, I may ask, because the reason why I wanted to do that, and that's... do you not think you're ever good as me? Now, I'm a white guy. I'm a kraut.
With me, it's like this, Ralph. Every race in this country is in my blood. So I try not, you know, I started out, I was as racist as any African. But, you know, when I seen my family, there's white people in my family, mm-hmm. Indians, you know. So, I mean, how could I be racist after seeing that?
Well, let me rephrase my question. Do you not think that the inalienable rights that's in the Declaration of Independence that come from the Creator, the inalienable rights that goes to a man or woman, do you think it only goes to one race?
No, it should go to everybody. The Creator created them to you. You had them
of course.
Birth. Right.
That's right.
When you was born, you came here with all your rights intact.
That's right, inalienable rights. Now I have a question to ask you. Have you been listening to the show for a little bit?
This is my first time listening to your show.
Okay, well, were you listening today earlier, though?
No.
Okay, well, let me give you a brief thing. And I would like to think that first of all, I don't want to set it up with that prejudice. I'd like to ask your opinion, your honest opinion on this. Now, after the Civil War, Congress created a citizen of the United States, and they granted to the Negroes, they never freed them, but they granted to the Negroes the right to own personal and private property, the right to sue and be sued, the right to contract, and to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. Now, that's in Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. Now, my question to you, do you not find this offensive?
Yeah, that because they had to give us rights.
They didn't have to give them rights. You have the same inalienable
rights. Everybody else.
As a white guy, and see what they don't tell you. In 1870, Congress, very quietly created the Naturalization Act and said, guess what? All those Negroes over there are the same as. They won't have to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. They are the same as the white citizens. But have you ever heard that?
No.
In 1870, they created the Naturalization Act that anybody of African descent comes in and is equal in all respects to the white guys?
Nope, I ain't never heard that.
Well, I haven't either. The NAACP, Mr. Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the leaders, quo ha ha, why don't they tell us that? Why do they want you to be under Congress, and why do they want us to be under Congress? Because, you see, they created this strictly for the Negroes, and then they eventually sucked us all in because it sounds so deliciously correct. And to me, talk about a racist statement. Now, if I were black, I'm white, and it pisses me off. It is an absolutely abhorrent statement to come up to somebody and say, now, y'all come in here now, and y'all vote as a citizen of the United States, and you can have the same rights as a white citizen. Those are fighting words, folks.
Right.
But why doesn't anybody catch on? I don't know. I just...
You're so used to being tricked, Ralph. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything, basically, we find it out we've been lied to.
You got that
stuff.
Right. And see, what people need to understand is that the blacks that are in power or think they're in power, the whites that are in power or think they're in power, they're all lying to us.
Right. That's what everybody needs to understand. That's what I was trying to tell some people now. No, it's the white man. The white man is the devil and this and that. I say you got a lot of black devils that's helping them.
Well, the whole NAACP wants everybody to go vote and be a citizen of the United States. Are they not guilty?
Yeah, they're just as guilty.
Yeah. Absolutely, they're just as guilty. The bottom line is they're on both sides. They got their hands in our pockets, and they never freed the slaves. The white guys are at blame after. There's no getting around it. It was the white guys, the radical Republicans, after the Civil War, did never free the slaves. They didn't free them.
Right.
I mean, that's a fact. It's
that's
absolutely
how they deal with what they call magic, the lie. They use their magic lie.
Well, what they did is give them something better than they had and turned them loose. But then they put them under Congress. And the southern states never come in on an equal footing with the original states. You go look at the constitutions. I owe Maxine for those set of books, which I'll give her recognition. She's given me a couple of books that are just absolutely astounding. She gave me a Title 28 book that I copied. But what they did is they enslaved the Negroes under Congress. They totally overthrew the Constitution of the United States, the Tenure of Office Act. They told the judges to take a hike. They told the president, you're under our control. You can't hire or fire anybody. Johnson fought it. And they tried to impeach him. He only missed it by getting one vote. And they've never freed anybody. And we're all slaves to Congress today. That's why they control every aspect of our life.
So actually, it's not Bush that's in control. It's Congress.
Congress is the people. They're bought off. Absolutely. He's just another figurehead up there. Sure, they leave him a little bit of power, perceived power, but it's the Congress. These are the people that keep saying the Real ID Act.
Right.
Well, it's only for citizens of the United States. There's always two things, always in these acts you want to look for. They always have to identify the citizen of the United States somehow, either by Social Security number, which is only for a citizen of the United States, or they'll state it. And they have to overthrow, they have to define the several states, or the states, the United States. If you want to hold over, I got a couple more things I might want to ask you and see if you want to. And we're going to break. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Well, this is Rob Kermit Winterroad, second, back with the Rob Winterroad Show, and it's Umar, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, golly, I got it right. I'm finally going to get something right here because pronunciation was never my strongest suit. So anyway, from what I've told you right now, to be a citizen of the United States, to have the same rights as enjoyed by a white citizen, does that not bother you, make you mad?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell other people about it?
Yeah. I've been trying to tell people like almost 20 years.
Well, I tell you what,
when I found out that we citizens of the United States of America, like you had said earlier. And
Let me tell you a little thing.
I understand, like what this has cost you. Like, you know, I'm reading your bio, your marriage, your friends, and other things. So, you know, I commend you on doing a good job to promote freedom, and that's what I'm all about because I'm also the commander of the Black Panther Militia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have you encourage you to, obviously you must have a computer, right?
Yes.
Is to dial in on the computer, and if you have a pencil, write down Title 42.
Hold on. I think I just wrote that down somewhere. Title 42,
1982.
Okay.
That's all United States Code. And the one in 1988 is the revised statute out of Title 24, right out of the revised statutes on the Internet. And you can go on the Internet and just type in statutes at large, because all of them are there, clear up through the 1878 window. Or if you will email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, anybody can, R-A-L-P-H, at, and that's a Latin word, Just Belly, J-U-S.
Yeah, I got it.
I will send you the documents.
All right.
Because I'm trying to get this information out, because the only way we're ever going to be free is to quit listening to the whites, the blacks, and all these others that are putting out this propaganda, and get to the real truth, get back to the truth of what's really going on. I mean, I look at these churches, I go by, and here we have a church. We have the Catholic Church of Congress, or the Catholic Church of the IRS. We have the Baptist Church of the IRS, or Catholic, of the Congress. And then we have all these people that supposedly are going in there, and they've all sold their souls.
Right, they got a 501c3 tax-free status.
That's right. Well, these churches have all sold out, and the people going in have sold out. And then they go in, they drop $100 maybe in the offering, and they walk back out and get a credit on their IRS form. And is that not being a money changer? Is not the church involved and the people involved in money changer?
Yeah, I would agree.
And that's what people, that's where you threw the money changers out of the temple, and that's what's going on in these churches, money changing. Right? That's
Absolutely.
Going on right in there.
Absolutely.
But people can't see it, and I don't know why.
They can't see it because they're being blinded, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, I believe that, you know, from what I've been understanding with talking with people, they really are dumbed down to a vast degree.
They are, but they've sold their soul.
Right.
And it's just like the prodigal son, until you wise up and get your birthright back and figure out and understand that your source of your inalienable rights is the Creator. And if you want to be in charge of your life, you've got to have a Creator. And that's the source of the power. And the people that are out here in government, we created a government for our benefit.
Right.
And it's all upside down now, because we signed it away, and who in his right mind would give a full power of attorney to anybody in Congress?
Especially when they're using British Admiralty Registry law.
Well, I'm telling you what, I wouldn't even do that if I ever chose to be stinking drunk. Who in his right mind would trust a politician with a full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? And that's
Nobody
what's going
should.
On today.
But like a great patriot once said, Bill Cooper, we're still trying to get back in the womb, a lot of us. So they're looking at the politician as the person that can keep them safe in the womb.
Well, I tell you what, safety is not from politicians, and he who sells his liberty for safety has neither.
Absolutely.
And so we have to look in the mirror and say, no, I don't want to be, and I'm going to get this set up to show people how to do these things. And then we have to demand elections for a citizen of one of the several states. And where are you? You're out of Michigan, right?
Right.
So you should be a citizen of Michigan.
Right.
That's your domicile.
Right.
And you're a citizen of the United States of America, which is your traveling citizenship, that says you can relocate out of any of the several states and go over to New York and become a citizen of New York. And you're an American citizen, I presume, because you're probably born in this country, right?
Absolutely.
As soon as you became born, the law of the land, American citizen is somebody that the land, the laws attach when you're born in this country. As soon as you're born, you become what's called an American citizen.
Right.
And that means you have the law of the land. It's inherent in our country. It's not somebody can withhold from you. It's not somebody, but you can sign it away. And that's the game that's going on today. And I go on to break, and I thank you for listening, and tell other people about this. We're going
all
to break
right,
and be
Ralph.
Back in a minute.
Take, have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north. Nice drizzly day today in Alaska. And we're talking about a citizen of the United States. And I guess the reason why I'm really onto this, all the research, all roads lead back to the root of the poisonous tree. And everything, if you take away the citizen of the United States, everything else falls. You can go up, and that's not to say that we shouldn't fight all of the little leaves and the little limbs and all of the things that are the fruit of this poisonous tree. But you can't get rid of the dang tree. That's the problem we have today. We can't get rid of this tree. You chop off a limb here, and there's three more growing someplace else. It's the root, actually the seed, but it's the roots that we have to get to. And everything, all roads lead back to this little thing called a citizen of the United States. And it's, again, it's stated quite clearly in United States versus Babcock. It says, United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. Who in his right mind? And translated into, it says, the United States, when it creates benefits in citizens of the United States, it's under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. That's a full power of attorney to Congress. Now, if you all want to be a citizen of the United States and have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens, I just had a gentleman on here that is of the black race, and he got it. Most don't, which is astounding. Imagine coming out and saying that you can have the same rights as enjoyed by the white citizens if these politicians would say that. I'm going to do some posters and put them out on the Internet and see if I can't. Wake up somebody out there. I don't know. It is frustrating sometimes, but that doesn't mean that we give up, because truth has never been an easy thing in this world. Deception is always, it's always easier to join the crowd. They're always led by deception. Always for the benefits, always for the money. Money always seems to win. It's the love of money. It's the root of all evil, and that was in the biblical statement, and I tell you what, nothing has changed today. But anyway, getting back to the issue of this federal question, and then we'll, if I have time, I'll get into the courts. I think we can still work this in, at least enough to give a concept of it. This federal question, which I was reading out of the annotated Constitution of the United States, that's on the Internet, you know, United States of America, that's on the Internet, and it's blessed by Congress. And it specifically states we have these newly created federal rights. So they had to give the lower courts the ability to handle the fiction in law. Well, the question is, it says in the 1875 statute and its present form both speak to the civil suits arising under the Constitution of the United States, laws and treaties. But they had a slight problem. The problem was in the Judiciary Act of 1789. This was written right after the Constitution, and those people were extremely knowledgeable on what was going on. Some of the people that were involved in the Constitution of the United States were involved in the Judiciary Act. And it's a simple, logical question. What existed back in the beginning of our constitutional republic? And the republic is where we have a limited delegation of power. We don't have a democracy. We do today. It's beyond a democracy. It's beyond mob rule. The Judiciary Act of 1789 talks about the parties that can do judicial power under the United States, the Article III courts. And this is a side issue. Let me just stop and mention this, because I get emails occasionally that the Court of International Trade is an Article III court. I have absolutely no doubt it's an Article III court. But what you must understand is that the judicial power, which comes from the Constitution, can be vested in many courts or one court. And you must go to look at, see what the Court of International Trade can do under Article III. And it has nothing to do with anything that's going to help us unless you're into commerce. That is a little, if you think of it as a big water tank, Congress can control the vessels that receive judicial power, but judicial power comes from the Constitution, which comes from the people. If Congress creates the judicial power, it's statutory. And as soon as it's statutory, you're into the land of Oz and you're outside the Constitution. You're in the world of benefits. So anyway, who existed back then? Well, it's in the Judiciary Act. It's in, you can go on the Internet and find it. It's on page 78. I'll probably be posting this, I think. It's in section 11. It's on one stat, the very first volume, page 78. And it says here, it identifies who exists in our constitutional republic. The United States as plaintiffs or petitioners, semicolon, or an alien is a party, comma, or the suit is between the citizen of a state where the suit is brought and a citizen of another state. So, who can file suits under judicial power? Well, the citizens of the several states. So if I'm in Alaska, and if it were one of the several states, which it's not, I could sue a citizen of California in a court of the United States. Or an alien has standing, I can sue him if he's in this state, because he doesn't belong, he's not a citizen of any of the several states. Or the United States can sue if it wants, because it's the plaintiff, it's the government. So we have the government called the United States. We have an alien which can trip into our country, which we have millions of them today. Or we have a citizen of one of the several states could sue in the citizen of another state. That's it. People. A government and an alien and a citizen of one of the several states can sue as another citizen. People. Man, woman. That's it. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? It is really simple. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's called, that's the judicial power of the United States, and that comes from the Constitution. Congress cannot create it. Because if Congress creates the, quote, judicial power, then we're back to being a citizen of the United States. Well, they run a slight problem here, because you don't see anywhere where an alien is a party. That's not a citizen of the United States. A citizen of one of the several states, that's not a citizen of the United States. And the United States, the government, is not a citizen of the United States. So they ran into a slight problem. They created a fiction in law. Now, there were some issues, which I've been reading, doing my research on the federal question. In 1839, they were having trouble with these corporations. They're always a plague upon the land. They have some good aspects, but corporations are in business for two things: make money and limited liability. That's why they do them. And they were having citizens of, say, a citizen of Tennessee would sue in a corporation, a citizen of Kentucky, but what if there was another citizen of Tennessee involved in the corporation? So they had some problems there. But they worked it out with the Act of 1839. Well, after the Civil War, when they created this fiction, which we just read here right out of the thing put out by Congress on the Internet, they had these newly created federal rights. Well, obviously, if they're newly created, they're not inalienable rights, are they? They're a benefit. Let's call them what they are. They're a benefit, folks. They're not inalienable rights. And he who grants the benefit controls the benefit, or can withdraw same. So they ran into a problem, because they couldn't get the Article III judicial power of the United States, so they created an illusion. And they had to change a couple of words. Five little words to punch a hole through the Judiciary Act of 1789, where we had real people, natural, not some fiction, or we had aliens, and we had a government. That's it. So we had real people, we had aliens, and we had a government. What a novel idea. Pretty simple. Well, they took five little words in one stat, 78, which is the Judiciary Act, an alien is a party. And they changed those five little words to another five little words. They changed it to foreign states, comma, citizens, or subjects. Foreign states, citizens, or subjects. Well, of course, the first thing that sticks in your mind is I didn't realize that we had subjects in our country. I thought we were supposed to be citizens of one of the several states, citizens of the United States, an American citizen. Those five little words allowed this fiction, because people didn't get it, quote, standing in the courts that existed then that actually were exercising the judicial power of the United States. That allowed the fiction to come in. But, of course, how can a fiction enter into a court when the source of the judicial power must come from the Constitution? And then Congress creates the receptacle, the court, and defines the limit of how much judicial power, or what judicial power coming from the Constitution, that court is going to deal with. A very little understood item on judicial power. And I'll be honest, it's taken me a while to finally prove it conclusively, to actually get it resolved down to the fact so that I could actually simply state this. The judicial power is our inalienable rights, our limited delegation of power, sitting in the Constitution, and Congress creates the receptacle for this particular judicial power, our inalienable rights, to be adjudicated. And you cannot mix administrative law, where Congress, which is an Article I court, you cannot mix, and Article I courts are courts that are created to do something that legislatively Congress wants to deal with that is not dealing with our constitutionally secured rights, even though an Article I can do some Article III powers. But when it's created as an Article I court, it can never be clothed as an Article III court. Now, the change, the exception to this, it's not really an exception, is the plenary power that Congress has in the district. It's created as an Article I court. It can be clothed with Article III powers and do both. That's the only place that Congress can get away with this within the confines of the Constitution. That's it. Now, the other type of court is an Article IV court. That is in a territory. Only within the territories. Article IV court. And an Article IV court can be clothed to look like an Article III court, but it can never receive it for quite a few reasons. The first reason, of course, is a territory is inchoate. It's a little child yet. It has never grown up. It's not one of the several states. It's not a sovereign country. And Congress operates as a federal government and as a state government in the territories. It has two capacities. Congress cannot create an Article III judicial power of the United States where it has total control. It's prohibited. Now, of course, the problem that Congress ran into is when they created this little loophole called the federal question, which has nothing to do with, like I say, it's about as federal as the Federal Reserve. It's about a benefit package where Congress has absolute control. So the logic then is, in 1948, to correct this problem, they created something, and it's amazing what they did. They say it right in the front of the books. The laws of Congress, that's right in these books that I'm going to be making public. The laws of Congress are where Congress operates with plenary power, and they operate as a federal government, and they operate as a state government. They print it right in front of the book. They tell you what they're doing. So you can throw out, from that little statement right there, you can throw out the whole Title 28 and all of Title 18. It's all nonsense. This is why when you go into the Social Security Act and you go look at the definition of state, it's always, well, it includes the District of Columbia and the Territory of Guam and the Territory of Marianas and yada, yada, yada. A territorial court can never, ever, ever receive and be combined. Congress cannot legislate in the territories and within the several states in the same act. Can't do it. Because in one, they have plenary power, absolute. They can do anything they want as long as it's not repugnant to the Constitution. Within the several states, they can only do the grant of judicial power of the United States, and then they create a receptacle. But they only, the rest of it is all sitting in our state courts, in our, what we didn't give away, the 10th Amendment. What we didn't give Congress, we reserve to the states or to ourselves. And this has been upheld by the courts over and over. Now, of course, what they've done is Martin versus Hunter's lessee is a right on point, a great read for a case. And that one there is 14 U.S. 304. That's 14 U.S. 304. And it absolutely goes into that the judicial power of the United States, it says, shall be vested. It's in Article 3. The executive power shall be vested. The legislative shall be vested. Can they withhold the judicial power? And it talks in there in really, I mean, it is just an excellent read to understanding. And it to summarize it all, this is right out of the Martin's Hunter Lessee 2 on page 328. It says the executive or the legislature is to pass laws. The Congress is to pass laws. The executive is to approve and execute them. And the judiciary is to expound and enforce them. And if we have no third branch, how do we have a separation of powers? Because if Congress withholds all judicial power of the United States, we have no constitutional republic, and that's actually what's going on today. They have hidden it away. It's still there. They knew they couldn't abolish the judicial power of the United States in the district courts of the United States. In 1948, they never said they abolished them. They, when you read in these books, and I'm going to make public, these people that were doing this knew exactly what they were doing. You can tell from their comments in the comment section that's included in these books. And you can go, and it's on the Internet today, and you can go read it. It's entitled 28, Section 132. And it's absolutely astounding what these guys got away with. It's just, I don't know, it's still, but I guess it's, when you offer money and you offer power to these people, these attorneys and these judges and these senators and these representatives, I don't know, they'll just bend over and they'll do it. It's amazing what money will buy. I hear the music, and we're going to come back in a minute, and I'm going to cover a little more of that, and we're not going to get through what I was wanting to get through, but we'll cover it next week then. So stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And I'm going to give a couple of cases and read a little bit here. We're not going to have time to get to where I want to get to, but that's fine. We'll continue on, but one of the premier cases on this is the American Insurance Company versus 356 bales of cotton. This is 26 U.S. 511. 26 U.S. 511, 1828. This is a case here about Florida, and it talks about this. It says the courts, and they're talking about territorial courts, are not constitutional courts in which the judicial power conferred by the Constitution on the general government can be deposited. They are incapable of receiving it. They are legislative courts created in the virtue of the general right of sovereignty which exists in the government. or in virtue of that clause which enables Congress to make all needful rules and regulations, which is Article 4, respecting the territory belonging to the United States. And by the way, when you use the territory, it means the property. The jurisdiction with which they are invested is not part of the judicial power, which is defined in Third Article of the Constitution, but is conferred by Congress. In legislating for them, Congress exercises the combined powers of the general and of a state government. That is what these territorial courts are. And we have a territorial court today. Now, to try to get this in, for those that want to look some of this up or are on my email list, a premier case on this is Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y, versus United States. And that's 490 U.S. 545. And this is a 1989 case. And this is a quote out of it. It remains rudimentary law that as regards all courts of the United States inferior to this tribunal, two things are necessary to create jurisdiction, whether original or appellate. The Constitution must have given to the court the capacity to take it, and an act of Congress must have supplied it. To the extent that such action is not taken, the power lies dormant. And there's many Supreme Court cases backing that up, that statement up. So the Constitution has to give the court the capacity to take it, and then Congress creates the vessel to exercise some part of that or all of that judicial power. Now, what's the killer is in Title 28, United States Code 1932. If you go down to C, it says right here, and this is the just absolute killer of what these guys are doing. They call it in Section 1, United States District Court. That's where they gave it the name in 1948. And C, except as otherwise provided by law, which is Congress, or rule or order of the court, the judicial power of a district court. Well, imagine that, the judicial power of a district court. What happened to the judicial power of the United States? The judicial power of a district court, and the source of that is by law, Congress, or rule or order of the court. So the judicial power of a district court with respect to any action, suit, or proceeding may be exercised by a single judge. He's a dictator. And there it says it right there in plain English. So Congress can control this fictitious judicial power and the rule or order of court. Judicial power of a district court. And there it is right there. And what's important then is when you go back to looking into the revisor's notes of where this United States District Court comes from, if they combine the territorial courts in Hawaii with the, quote, Article 3 courts. And, of course, we just read the 356 bales of cotton back in 1828 and many other cases supporting beyond that. If you create a territorial court, you cannot clothe it with Article 3 powers, our judicial power. Our judicial power operates only on the courts of the United States within the several states. Where we, the people, remain sovereign, limited delegation of power, doesn't do administrative stuff, and Congress can only do things that come under the laws of the United States. And Title 18 and Title 28 are all laws of Congress. They have nothing to do with you or me unless you want to be a citizen of the United States and give Congress a full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if you want to do that, enjoy. Me, I want freedom. I know where my Creator is, and He's the source. And if you, anyway, I'll continue on with some of this, repeating some of it for next Sunday. So stay tuned and hope you enjoyed the show.